Welcome to Conscious Communication, the podcast that can help you improve your company's culture and better your team's communication, helping you build more significant relationships. Now here's your host, Philip Bogolub.
Problem. Why does it have to be another problem? Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? I very often reference movie lines because they are simple to visualize and compare to what I'm going through at that moment in time in normally a very humorous manner, which immediately takes off that edge to switch me from the negative conscious mind to the positive subconscious mind. Welcome to another episode of Conscious Communication. I, of course, am your host, Philip, buy one, get one, LUB. Problems. We don't like problems. We believe that problems should be non-existent, since when they are there, we view them as a hindrance, an anvil that you have chained around your neck. Ow, that hurts. Of course, when we think of it that way, it will be that way. Since what we convince ourselves and tell ourselves over and over and over again, eventually and usually pretty quickly, as in microseconds, it becomes a problem. Problems are part of life. Now, I am constantly looking for redefining definitions of words in the mindful thoughts of the philosophy of the mind. In other words, I take that regular definition from, say, Webster's Dictionary and redefine it in the philosophical terms of the mind. That way, it has a meaning in the philosophical world of Ajahnoy. I define problems as a way to troubleshoot and to find out what is broken or what is not working properly. In the business world, I was an engineer for a medical company for over 25 years, and since I was the senior technical support engineer, I had to take care of issues with the product directly and had to separate and distinguish whether the product or the equipment that it was on was the problem. This did not come easily all the time, as you can imagine. So I created a way how to troubleshoot in a positive way as opposed to a negative way. Let me explain. Normally, when we troubleshoot problems or issues, whatever they are, personal or business, we normally try to pinpoint the problem directly first as opposed to troubleshooting it from what is working, which will then lead us to the obvious answer of what is left, the problem. This creates not only an opportunity of positivity, since you're troubleshooting from this works, then oops, so wait a minute, it stopped working. There's the issue. Since many times troubleshooting from trying to go directly to what does not work can make your thoughts and your troubleshooting go around and around and around in circles. You kind of get frantic. Since this thinking is not thinking from the subconscious mind, this is random thoughts based on troubleshooting folders you've already have written in your conscious mind, which will just lead you to more frustration and not to fixing it and having the customer, your friend, your spouse really mad and pissed off at you. Again, this way of troubleshooting works with everything in life, as in the process of procedure. You slightly modify it and adjust it to what you are troubleshooting, but they're basically the same. Here is something to be very aware of in the philosophical terms of the definitions of solving and resolving. In the philosophical world of Ajahnoy, solving a problem is troubleshooting from the issue directly, and not resolving the problem from looking at it from the positive point of view of what is working first, then what is left is broken. I was doing this way before the philosophy came to being, not realizing that this was subconscious thinking as opposed to random noisy thoughts from the conscious mind. Here is the biggest difference in resolving the problem as opposed to solving a problem. When you solve a problem, you go right to the problem that exists. Boom! That's not functioning. You think at least that's not functioning. You might temporarily fix it, but you are not resolving the issue, as in learning along the way and teaching yourself stuff you did not know before you started troubleshooting it. In other words, resolving an issue is a learning process, which then leads to new written folders of information that you can use to troubleshoot similar issues in the future. You're just expanding your knowledge as to trying to get it done. I got to get done fast. It is a win-win for everyone, from your from your new conscious mind folder being created through the subconscious mind and having a happy customer, happy spouse, happy friend, doesn't matter who it is, through a resolution of a learning process for you to get better at troubleshooting issues in your life or in business. Remember, solving goes directly to the issue. Resolving the issue gives you the opportunity to see what is working in a positive manner and to learn along the way from things you might not have been aware of in the quick and antiquated way of getting it fixed fast. There are two forms of conscious communication in the business and personal world. I know you know this already, conscious and subconscious. Which one are you in? Which one do you use in your daily routine of life, from waking up in the morning to driving to work or going to your digital office in your house? It doesn't matter where you go or what you do, and how you interact with people through your business to customers and to your family and friends. I approach life as a flowchart. If you're not familiar with flowcharts, it basically takes you on a journey of trying this, this, and this. And then you get to a stopping point within the flowchart asking you, if this did not work, go back to the other place. If it did, continue on to the resolution, step-by-step process. Since I approach everything in life in a positive way, as in asking the questions, what am I supposed to learn from this? And what am I supposed to be getting out of this? As opposed to, why is this problem here? And poor me, why did this happen to me? I am extrapolating. I am taking it out of its negative folder, shredding the old folder and creating and writing a new folder, which, as I've talked about in my last podcast, can be uncomfortable sometimes. But many times in life, being uncomfortable can lead to unbelievable transformational opportunities for everything from business to your personal life. In the corporate world, I was involved from the initial design all the way to alpha testing, which is just a fancy way of saying testing in the factory, first, and then beta testing, which is another fancy way of saying testing it out in the field with patients to confirm if things worked and what didn't work. And with this way of troubleshooting, it made changes much easier to grasp and to complete, as opposed to the negative conscious mind folder of why is this happening to me? It should always work all the time, no problems. Snakes, why is there snakes? That rarely ever happens. Since if everything works all the time, we don't learn nothing. That is another movie reference and not an exact saying or exact quote. I will give you one hint. Jim Carrey said it. Problems are part of life, like your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. These are things that we were given to be able to troubleshoot and to choose to do it from either the negative mind or the positive mind. I will leave you with a positive aphorism. The conscious mind guides you. The subconscious mind inspires you. Every day, from waking to working, focus on whether you're using your thinking mind or your noisy thought mind. This is just a simple trick to start you on the way of transforming your everyday life to the conscious communication of positive thinking of Agenoi.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Communication. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also get more great information at ConsciousCommunicationPodcast.com.